2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Whether it be Jazz, Utes, Cougars, or Aggies, we're breaking down the teams you're passionate about.
Thank you.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Work.
And Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone show, brought to you by You First Credit Union. Their name may have changed, but that commitment to you has not. 20 locations, 110,000 members, but you still get treated like you're their only one. Go to youfirstcu.com. Whether you just want to set up an account for your kid to kind of teach them basic banking principles, if you want to set up an account for yourself. Here's the other thing, too. There's a lot of us out there that have been with our financial institution for like decades, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I don't like them. They put tons of fees, and I just don't like it, but it's got to be a pain in the rear end to set up all your direct deposits and automatic withdrawals and bill pay and all that other nonsense. If you go in there, they can take care of all that for you and make it really seamless. If you're thinking about making a change, and you should, if you're with, you know, a bank that's been, just charging all kinds of fees, then get it taken care of. Go to youfirstcu.com. That's youfirstcu.com.
All right. So, Scotty, I pulled out a couple of different lists that I built at the end of the college football season. Remember, we did a re-ranking? We did a top 10 re-ranking.
Yes.
And I think you and I were fairly close on things. The final top 10 ranking, I had Devin Lloyd number one in the state in terms of college football. Devin Tompkins number two. Tyler Allgeier number three. And as we've seen, Devin Tompkins goes undrafted. But Devin Tompkins had an incredible college season. Finished number two in the country, if not number one in receiving yards. Did somebody just edge him out barely?
Yeah.
Or?
It's a kid from Western Kentucky that had all kinds of gaudy numbers.
Was that the same quarterback that had
the
64 touchdowns or something?
Yeah. Let me find, let's see here, national.
Because remember, we were looking at Logan Bonner's touchdowns yesterday. So
Western Kentucky had a receiver that had 1,900 yards receiving. Let's see here. Devin Tompkins, number two, 1,700 yards receiving.
So Devin Tompkins, Tyler Allgeier, all three are now gone.
Yes.
The next player that checked in at the end of the year list for me was Logan Bonner. I felt like Logan Bonner had, and I'm just going off yards, going off winning a conference championship. I know that Cam Rising won the championship. I know Cam Rising wasn't on the field for the first couple games of the season. Actually, first two and a half games of the season, right?
Yeah.
Miss BYU Weber State came in halfway through San Diego State. Is that right?
Yep, San Diego State, yeah.
So Cam Rising and Logan Bonner are just neck and neck. Then you got Blake Freeland, who's going to be back. Justin Rice, I had on this list. He's not back. Nick Ford, not back. Britton Covey, not back. And Jaren Hall at number 10, and he's back. And I did hear about that. I did get some complaints that were filed.
That Jaren Hall was ranked too low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And complaints were filed by people that actually have a voice And I was reprimanded.
Not by me.
No.
No. Because I think I had him at 10 as well.
By some. Well, I don't know what to do with the three quarterbacks. So as Scotty and I are now putting together the 1660 ballot that is going to be put out for all the voting, I think the one thing we're all looking at is how is the voting going to go with the three quarterbacks in the state? I actually think that that's the biggest storyline with the 1660. Yes. I don't know if we've ever had this close a race. You had a quarterback that won the Mountain West Conference Championship and then goes and wins in the LA Bowl.
Yeah.
You got a quarterback that goes and wins the Pac-12 championship and is a dog in the Rose Bowl, but in a good way, by the way.
Yep.
It wasn't Cam Rising's fault that they didn't win that game. And then you've got a dog in Jaren Hall that, what'd they go, 5-2 against Pac-12 or 5-1 or something?
Well, I think they went undefeated against the Pac-12, didn't they?
Did they go 5-0?
Yeah.
Can't remember. BYU, I think they did go undefeated.
BYU fans like to remind everybody they went to undefeated against the Pac-12.
So, you know, Jaren Hall did his thing. When you put together, and everybody's a credible voter here in the state, everybody kind of knows the three quarterbacks, you put those three out there for voting, who comes in first?
How about this? You got the three quarterbacks in the state of Utah, and none of the three actually either played or finished their respective bowl game. Because remember, Logan Bonner left and Cooper Lagah came in.
Yeah.
Cam Rising had to leave, allowing the pig farmer to throw a big touchdown pass late.
Oh, yeah.
And then and Jaren Hall didn't even play in the bowl game against UAB.
That's right. He was a late scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd forgotten about that. Does that show you the importance of bowl games, especially against
UAB?
UAB.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You've tried to kind of just delete that from your memory, right?
Yeah, it's out. It's gone. And remember, I did the national call-in.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You were there in that cesspool of a stadium.
Is it the Independence Bowl?
I believe so, yeah.
And I think that the stadium is named the Independence Bowl.
In Shreveport?
Yes. Yeah, you fly into Dallas and you drive over to Shreveport because you don't want to fly into Shreveport. But I told you the first thing I saw when I got to Shreveport was a guy and a woman pulling out of a casino and the guy kicking the woman out of the car and then driving off. And that it was horrifying.
And then didn't he come back and she got back in?
I tried to help her and she was hyperventilating and she'd had an accident. And I'm like, can we get you medical help? And she's like, no, everything's okay. And he flips a U-ey and he's coming back for her. I'm like, are we going to have a fight? Does he have a gun? What's going to happen here? Do I need to stand in between you and this guy? How bad is this going to get? And she's like, oh, he's all crazy. He's not a bad guy. And he pulled up and he's like, get in the car. And she went and got a car. I'm like, oh, well, I guess I did everything I could. I didn't know. What do you do?
Just pretty much everything you did there.
I'll tell you what you do. You never go back to Shreveport.
There you go.
If I'm BYU and it's like, we would like to invite you to the Independence Bowl. It's like, no, not going to do that. We will decide to not go to a bowl this year before we go there. It's a horrible bowl.
I don't know. BYU said all the right things, but I don't remember. I don't know if you did. You talk to coaches or any players down there that said, like, yeah, by the way, because sometimes, like, there's some places you go to. Like, I know Boise's really cognizant of this, and you know, I like to run down Boise as much as I can. But they realize that, look, we're a bowl game. We're Boise, Idaho. It's December. Not a lot of people want to come to Boise in December, so they do a lot of. They go above and beyond to try to make it as fun as possible. And like, okay, we're going to try to compensate.
They try. Yeah.
And so, did Shreveport try? Or did those players or coaches, or were they miserable?
I have not gotten any good reports. None. Nobody has said, hey, man, I think you're being kind of hard on that bowl game.
They did some really cool things. Man,
I'm not going to lie, man. That, you know, when we had the mud ball fight, it was awesome.
Mud ball?
When we were throwing dirt clods at
each
other.
Well, you boys are going to love this. We had a good rain last night. Those fields are just sopped with mud. There's nothing better going out there and throwing some mud around.
Terrible game. And remember, like, BYU was good. It was like, man, the BYU is really good. What bowl are they going to get? And I can't remember if it was pre-planned or not, but what a letdown of an end of a season. And then not having Jaren Hall play was a bummer.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a look at what we're dealing with right now in the 60 and 60. Okay? I know I always push you into these corners.
Nope. Okay.
You know 20-plus voters this year.
Yeah.
We know the voting pool. Which quarterback checks in number one? Because it's going to be one of these quarterbacks, I think that gets the number one overall pick.
I think with our voters and kind of peeling back a little bit, I think Cam Rising will be your number one. I think Bonner will be two. Jaren Hall will be three.
I would not argue how that's shaking out that way. And the thing is, they each have unique attributes. Yeah. Like Logan's just got this incredible pocket presence and quick snap delivery and great decision making. Cam Rising's got a so much of a dual threat mentality, although he is still, he can dial up the deep ball and he can take the top off. And then you got Jaren Hall, who people think he's a dual threat, but Jaren Hall is a pass first quarterback.
Yeah.
He wants to throw the ball, and he wants to be known as a passing quarterback, not a dual threat. It's too many people are like, well, he manages this game because he's a dual threat. He goes get out of the pocket. He's got a lot of running potential. He doesn't want to run. He wants to throw. And his coaches want him to throw. And the offense is for him to throw, not for him to run. So I think that's what Jaren Hall is. But they all have a unique characteristic. And all of them are good. And I think you're right. Cam Rising is probably going to get the nod.
And honestly, too, like sometimes when you try to differentiate quarterbacks, you're like, okay, well, who's the quarterback that I want to have when I'm down four and we have the ball at our 25-yard line and we need to go 75 yards or 6 minutes on the clock and we got to go down and score? Well, all three of them, I feel completely comfortable being those guys.
Have shown
that ability. Yeah, they've got that. Like, I mean, Logan Bonner on the road against Washington State took him right down and scored a game-winning touchdown. Cam Rising has done that. Jaren Hall has done that. Like, they all have those moments in their back pocket, so I'm comfortable with either one of them. I mean, honestly, it's... And by the way, when I gave you those three, that's me trying to peel inside the head of our voters a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Cam Rising... Because doing it on the stage in which he did it is number one. I think Logan Bonner, with the sheer magnitude of his numbers in passing yards and passing touchdowns, probably gets into number two. And then I could see our voters putting Jaren Hall three out of those three because of the injury issues that he's had over the last several years. And that might play into it.
Do you see any of these three being a draft pick?
Cam Rising's measurables. You know off the top of your head?
I don't know off the top of my head. Here's your last quarterbacks drafted from each school. Zach Wilson in 2021, first round. Alex Smith was the last quarterback drafted from the University of Utah in 2005. Number one overall.
Yeah.
And Jordan Love was the last quarterback drafted from Utah State, and that was 2020. So Utah's in a bit of a drought. It'd be nice for them to be able to promote a quarterback draft pick.
Bonner is 6'1", 230. Cam Rising is 6'2", 220. And let me get the measurables here on Jaren Hall.
6'2", 220. Bonner's shorter than, because Bonner's built.
Yeah, that's a truck.
Heavier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 6'1", 230, and that's what he's listed.
Yeah. Probably 6'1", 245.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jaren Hall, 6'1", 205. I thought Jaren was a little taller than that. I'm surprised by that.
So, I would say, as far as NFL prospects, Cam Rising probably.
I would agree with that. Yeah,
the best out of the group, but I worry Logan Bonner. I worry about his ability to stay healthy, his ability to maneuver at the next level. Although I did watch him on like a 19-yard scamper on like a third and 12 on a series that needed to be extended.
That dude can get out, and when he look, he's not Michael Vick, but I mean, he's going to get you. If he gets out in the open field, he's going to put his head down. And that's what's really impressive about Logan is that dude was beat to hell.
Yeah.
The end of that season.
He was hanging on by a thread.
Yeah.
But, and the other thing is defenses just don't expect it. So when you got to have a run, it's typically there for Logan because defenses are like, heavy hitter, everybody back up. You know, and Logan can find a little bit of room. But this is a fantastic collection of quarterback talent in the state. And that, along with how many offensive linemen we're going to be throwing into the 60 and 60, tells me that we are going to have some fantastic football.
It's going to be a lot of points scored and a lot of numbers up there.
A lot of points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am sad with some of the specialty talent that's leaving.
Love to see Devin Tompkins back.
I know. And Britton Covey and Tyler Algier. There's a lot of specialty talent that's leaving. But you got some really great specialty talent returning as well. I'm excited to see if Puka Nacua can take the next step.
You feel confident in that?
Not confident enough to say it's going to happen, though. But because I think he's got all the talent in the world, it's just going to take a laser focus. And I don't know, you know, he and Samson had such a blast together.
Yeah.
And his brother's now off leaving for the next level or whatever ends up happening with Samson. He's got a chance. I don't think he'll be the leading receiver. I think Gunnar Romney will probably be your leading receiver.
Ooh, that's a good question. For BYU next year. I think you're probably right on that.
Puka could be an over-the-top guy. But there's going to be so many yards to give. I think that BYU is going to be a fantastic offense next year.
Yeah. All right, 225, Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, U First Credit Union, sponsoring the show today. U First, again, formerly known as University Credit Union, and if you've had one of those branches by your house, you've noticed the name change. Well, because Utah's growing, U First Credit Union wants to grow as well. And what started with the University of Utah is now led to 20 locations up in Davis County, now down in Utah County, and they want to meet more of you and help more of you. U First Credit Union's been part of the Utah community for over 65 years. Go to ufirstcu.com for more information. Whatever your financial institution, whatever you need it to do, U First CU can do that. Car loan, mortgage, refinance, savings, all kinds of great opportunities. In fact, rewarding kids with straight A's and by paying them cash. Go to ufirstcu.com for more information on that. That's ufirstcu.com. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network. It's time for another edition of Sports Roulette. Take some of the big storylines we've not had a chance to get to. We all place it on a roulette wheel. Jeremy's filling in for Lloyd. Again, if you're wondering where Lloyd is, a lot of good things going on in Lloyd's life right now. Just send him out a tweet and say congratulations,
Lloyd. It would mean a lot to him, and it would mean a lot to us.
We're so happy for you.
Yep.
On your big day.
It's a great day for you, and hopefully our listeners can enjoy it with you.
Yeah.
Someday, when they know exactly what it was.
But just trust us. It's awesome.
You would be very happy for Lloyd.
Yeah.
So, let him know.
A lot of good things coming.
Share your joy.
And it's all, what's going on with Lloyd right now is very much deserved.
Oh, yes.
He's earned every bit
100%.
Of it.
Hey, Jeremy, did you put together a happy hour? Did I see that?
There is something I was emailed from Lloyd.
Lloyd. We do have a happy hour.
There is something later, yeah.
We do have a happy hour. All right.
Details of it, we'll see.
Have you listened to it?
I have not been able to, no. Maybe I'll do that in a minute and give you guys a heads up.
No, maybe we all just listen to it together. We don't even know what show it is. We don't know who he's going after.
I don't know anything about it. I just saw that it came across my email that he has it. Happy Hour is currently on the roulette wheel. We'll see if it lands. I hope it does, because there's...
Well, we usually do that last segment, though.
Do we?
On that 250, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take it off the wheel, and we'll do it at the end.
Okay. Just so we make sure it happens.
Okay. We will give you a happy hour.
I don't know, but Lloyd in his drunken... in his current state, who knows what we have?
What if it's just Lloyd? Celebrating his great thing that's happening
today. Lloyd just records himself on a Tuesday night. three snow cones in the rearview mirror. All right, let's get to it. Jeremy, spin that wheel. No shoes for you. How about this? This is interesting because you got a lot of things going on with Kyrie Irving. Well,
just saw this.
Kyrie Irving, again, one of Nike's most popular and profitable signature basketball shoes. But because of his NBA future and not knowing what the offseason is going to look like for him, the company, Nike, is unlikely to extend him to a similar signature deal, beyond the 2022-2023 season. He has a new edition of his shoe set to debut in the fall, but that is expected to be the final year of a lucrative contract that was signed all the way back in 2014. Nike did not deny the looming end to his contract, although they did say, "We do not comment on contracts or rumors or speculation. Kyrie remains a Nike athlete." Because of his popularity, it's expected they will offer some sort of product, but at the financial terms that were released or that were given to him before, probably not.
So does another shoe company come in and they're like, "Hey, we're ready to give you X amount. We'll make the other Kyrie Irving." So is that kind of weird? You've got Kyrie Irving's Adidas and Kyrie Irving's Nike.
That's
got
to be something. You know, you bring up a good point, too. Like when you're coming out of college or, you know, jumping into the league and you sign that first contract, you got to be pretty cognizant that that's probably the girl you're taking to the dance for the remainder of your career. We don't see a lot of people shift companies midway through.
No, for the most part, they stick around with the same company. But in this situation, yeah, I think Kyrie Irving would probably have a little bit of leverage because you've got the Irving product. Kyrie would be like, "Well, I guess I'll just take the Irvings to Adidas." Thing is how relevant can he keep his name?
Yeah. The swoosh is a great umbrella to be under, that's for sure.
Yeah. But there was a lot of negativity that swirled around his name in so many different forms throughout the entire NBA season until Brooklyn was eliminated. He was a hot button topic, Scotty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He carries kind of a shroud of ridiculousness at times. And I wonder if Nike's getting a little bit sick of that too.
I could see that. I mean,
like some of his stances that he's taken are pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, just from a flat earth standpoint, you may want to second guess.
Strange dude. But he does have some leverage. Do you feel like shoe companies are giving out way too many name rights to shoes?
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's...
It used to be like one or two, and it used to be the elite of the elite.
And that's probably why Nike is like, "Hey, you know what? Let's just go all in on the guys that we really, really are fired up about." And I got to imagine, too, you want your endorser to be... Obviously, number one, you want them to be great at their individual sport. And then you want them to be as fired up about their shoe line as you are about them so that they're busting their butt. Kyrie's great, and Kyrie will continue to be an elite-level NBA player, but what's his commitment to the sport? What's the Nets' commitment to him? It just doesn't seem like He just doesn't seem like a guy that really enjoys playing basketball right now. And then you throw on the whole vaccination thing. It's just, I could see why Nike's like, you know what? He doesn't seem really all in on this anymore. And maybe we shouldn't be all in on him anymore.
He feels like luggage to me.
Yeah. And frankly, this could be a shot across the bow from Nike to Kyrie saying, hey, like, you got to choose. Like, are you in this? You doing this? Because if you're not, then we're not. So let's go.
He seems pretty disinterested in the game of basketball right now.
Yeah.
And more interested in being a spokesperson for one area or the other. I'll bite my tongue on that. Tony, I just...
See, there's part of me that thinks I should step in right now.
Yeah.
And be like, well, let's move on. And then other ones like, well, I'm kind of curious about what Hans wants to say.
Well, I understand that athletes, these professional athletes, feel like they've got a platform. And they feel a responsibility because LeBron did it. Now it's my responsibility to do it. And I've got to be the spokesperson. No, you don't. You don't. You can actually play the game you're paid to play, and you can get laser focused in playing the game that you're paid to play. And maybe you could get to that level that Kobe Bryant was at, that Michael Jordan was at, that LeBron James was at before all of a sudden LeBron lost interest in the game of basketball and decided he wanted to be a world spokesperson for every political event that happens and has completely lost focus on his game. Even though he did have a great season, it ended pretty abruptly. He wasn't able to drag a garbage roster around like he did years before.
Yep.
But it's just getting so out of hand. I get it that there's things that need to be addressed, but when it seems to be affecting your on-court or on-field play, it irritates me as an analyst. It's like, all right, you're fine, be a spokesperson. But you're only a spokesperson because you've made yourself relevant. Now you're falling out of relevancy because I don't care about your game if it's just mediocre. So get your game up. Then we'll listen, whatever platform that might be provided.
Yeah.
But doesn't it feel like platforms are getting in the way of people being as good as they can be?
And I imagine there's got to be some of that. I mean, and again, I'm not saying you shouldn't as a player. That's your choice.
It's and your choice.
You certainly have your right, but also know that
when it's affecting your game and you're not playing well, then I don't care what you say. Not that I care what you say typically, but...
Yeah. But yeah, that makes sense. And so I think that's...
Do you think that that's a little bit with Kyrie?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think he's really distracted. I think there's a lot of things. He's got a lot of irons in the fire, a lot of things that he's passionate about. And I don't think basketball is something that he's overly passionate about.
I agree with that. Nike's seen it too, it seems like.
Yeah. All right. Jeremy, spin that wheel. Poll question update. Also, yes, the NHL is on ESPN.
But come on, polls are fun.
Yes, Jake, they are fun. And yes, they are on ESPN.
It's my bad.
The NHL postseason.
Maybe I need to be watching more ESPN.
Only 500 votes so far. 500 votes coming in. The poll question is, do you watch NHL postseason hockey? 66% of the 500 votes coming in say no.
66.
Say no. Do not watch NHL postseason. 34% says yes. I do, however, see quite a few replies from people saying it's the greatest thing. It's the people are very passionate about NHL postseason, or they're the 66% that are like, no, don't watch it. And I don't know why. I don't know why I don't watch more, because they're actually guys that care. You very rarely hear them getting involved with every single political agenda that's hitting the wall. And NHL players are like, well, we'll just not take the ice.
Yeah.
Like, they just take the ice and they keep their mouths shut and they play hard and physical. I don't know why I'm not more engaged with NHL. Why?
I'm with you.
We've got a great hockey team right here in Salt Lake City.
Apparently, and apparently they're on networks you can get, too.
They are on ESPN. Just not tonight.
Just not tonight.
TNT.
Yeah. TNT and, yeah.
TBS. ESPN other times.
But available.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious to know what kind of ratings they pull on the NHL playoffs. These things getting good numbers?
No.
I wouldn't imagine.
Mm-mm. No, because you never even hear about it.
All right, 243, Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Coming up next, it's another edition of Happy Hour. We have no idea what show it is. We have no idea what the content is. We're going into this thing blind. But if you're new to the show, if you're new to the station, Happy Hour is essentially Lloyd takes a segment of radio that exists, that, you know, that happened this week, and he slows it way down, makes everybody sound drunk. Or are they already drunk?
Could possibly be. Hey, just really quick, because you asked about the NHL ratings.
Yeah.
They are up 18% this year as compared to 2021.
See, there you go.
TNT, which had the...
Were they on ESPN last year, too?
Yes.
TNT, they've been there for a while.
Which had a tonnage of NHL cable TV games this season with 51 telecasts, averaged 361,000 viewers. So 361,000 viewers, it was up 29% from what NBCSN drew last season, and up 24% from two seasons ago. So it's gotten a little nice little uptick this year.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Coming up next, it's another edition of Happy Hour. Another edition of the show, but it is a Friday right here on the Zone Sports Network, which means every Friday, even though we didn't do it last Friday, you were gone, and apparently Lloyd decided, well, if Hans isn't going to be here, we're not doing Happy Hour.
And by the way, you know, we talked about some of the revenge games off with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Feeling like Lloyd Cole's doing the revenge days off where I was gone, and he's like, well, fight if he's going to do it.
We had a show on this station that was renowned for its revenge vacations.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Taking a week off? Oh, I'm taking a week off.
Well, I'll take two. We'll see how you like that.
I'll try to find a way to get out of Nicaragua in the next month or so.
Oh, if only I could get this gate unlocked.
Okay.
Scotty, I just got a commitment. We are locked in stone. Thursday, 9:30 a.m., Kalani and I will be going over.
Oh, okay.
So, this coming Thursday. So, that means we'll have ballots out by the weekend?
Yeah. Yep. We're coming up on it, too.
This 60 and 60 is going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Does that work?
We're going to be tight, but we'll make it work.
Does it work?
You may want to see if he can get his players rounded up for us.
Okay,
go down there.
Oh, I will do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that.
I'll try to get ballots out like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Of next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get those rounded up.
Nice.
We'll have a conversation before then.
Okay, cool. All right, Happy Hour. Jeremy, anything you want to cue me up on this? Or
I'm going just like you are. I have no clue what the deal is, though.
So we have no idea what we've got. So we don't know what show.
Hope it's good.
We don't know who he's poking fun of. It's usually always us. So here you go. It's another edition of Happy Hour.
Oh, I will never be the same without your love. I'll live alone and hide myself behind my tears. I was told, give you a little insight.
Uh-huh.
Kyle Whittingham's wife.
Uh-huh.
Loved Christopher Cross when she was in college.
He did sell a lot of concert tickets and sell a lot of albums.
But in no offense to Johnny Lightfoot, but if you make Air Supply look like Metallica, something's up. What do they sing? What's Air Supply sing? Lost in love and I don't know how. What else do they sing? Help me out.
Lost in love, all out of love.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
Even the nights are better.
Even the nights are better.
Here I am.
Here I am. Then I don't know much. Oh, yeah. This is where you make your move. Let's just say if I go to this concert, it's going to be a successful post-concert. I'm in love with you.
Then I think if you do that, then I'll turn on the fifth track in their greatest hits album to say goodbye.
I don't know that one. Carry on.
They sing the power of love. What does that sound like? Is anything like the Huey Lewis hit?
The power of love!
Did one of them cover the other one? Did they sing the same song? How did that work?
I don't know.
Well, I need to get to the bottom of that. Yuck, please find out and enlighten us.
Oh, yeah, dude's called Johnny. He works for us, and he plays with him. He played with him for years.
How many thousand at that concert in Cuba?
He's like 190,000 people. He's on stage in front of 190,000 people.
That is awesome.
Jeez.
Oh, boy. That was rough. That was rough.
We'd like to apologize.
Yeah. Maybe had we had prior knowledge of that one. We might have nipped that one in the bud.
Our final edition of
Happy Hour. Yeah. We had a good run, everybody.
It was fun. That may have been the most wasted conversation I've ever heard, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of a scary level wasted. Like, oh, they actually did that segment.
Yes.
It just slowed down a little.
That is not just hide the keys. It's like take the keys and drive 100 miles the other direction.
Uh-huh. And he starts it out, I heard a rumor about Kyle Whittingham's wife loving Christopher Cross. Everybody loves Christopher Cross. Everybody. Yes, you do love Christopher Cross.
Come sail away.
No, that's not Christopher Cross. Jesus, did it again. It's sailing takes me away to where.
Is that the same song?
No. You could come sail away. Yeah. Come sail away. That's
the chorus of the song you were singing.
No, it's not. It is not. It's not. And don't make a David Gray joke here either.
What's his song?
It's Sail Away. But is it Sail Away with me, honey? Now.
I didn't know there were so many sailing songs.
There's a lot of sailing songs. Now, and we are not going to make a happy hour out of this because I'm not singing with the thought that I can actually sing.
Oh, that's not true. You're probably the best singer on staff. Alex. Apparently, Alex is like.
Is he Mr. Show Tunes?
Yeah, like. Well, he came on. Oh, yeah, he filled in for you a little bit last Friday and did like the last hour of the show with me. And, dude, that, like, you know, I put the whole trendsetter thing. I buried that in a deep hole. Like, he is all in on that stuff.
I could see him doing that.
Yeah.
He's theatrical. He comes across as theatrical.
Like, he owned it. I hid my past.
So he's got a background in
theater? Well, I think theater and music and all
Does
that
he?
Stuff. Yeah.
Well, he is a man.
Get to know your coworkers better. Come on.
He is.
Wow.
You ask him one question about me. He probably calls me Hans still. Are you talking about Hans? No, Hans.
Hans Olsen.
Is he on soda weight loss? No.
It's his co-host.
I don't know who he is.
Oh, boy. All right. Hans. Not Hans. Hans and Scotty. That wraps it up for us. Unrivaled next. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.